The fastest growing segment in book publishing is not hardcover or paperback or ebooks. By a wide margin, the fastest growing segment is audiobooks. iPhones and Androids are great listening devices that you always have with you, and smart speakers like Amazon's Echo and Apple's HomePod are beginning to make it easier to listen at home. Emily Cox is an editor at Audible and one of the hosts of Audible's new recommendations podcast, Audicted, that's available at audible.com/audicted and on the Audible app. The new podcast is called Audicted. Tell me the idea behind that.
My team's job is to really kind of expose our personal recommendations to our customers. But the other side of what we do is we make sure that our internal partners, so our friends in marketing and social media, all know about the most important books and audiobooks and audio shows coming out so that they can appropriately put them in all of their spaces. And so we've been giving lots of presentations internally about the most important audiobooks coming out. And I think we were finding that people were getting a lot of value out of that and hearing us talk about the content. People were bringing their notebooks to write down all of the audiobooks that they were planning on listening to. And so I think the penny just kind of dropped that we were seeming to be able to connect with people about our content. And why wouldn't we reach our customers in their stated preferred medium, which is audio? And then suddenly we were like, oh, we have these studios down on 13, so we should make use of those for this. And so it's been really fun.
And you're making a web page for each episode that has all of the books that you mentioned. So that's a kind of a handy way, if you've listened to it, to go back and...
Right. Well, we have a web page that collects all of the episodes on one, and it highlights the books in each individual episode. And that's audible.com/audicted. And Audicted was a name that we pulled from our social team because they'd been using hashtag Audicted as a way of sort of sharing their enthusiasm. And it just seemed like the perfect fit.
The full cast books, as far as fiction goes, are the ones I've listened to the most. They're essentially like radio plays with different actors playing mm-hmm. different parts. Are there some newer audiobooks in that category that you like in particular?
Well, the one that I talk about in the first episode of Audicted a lot is Lincoln and the Bardo, which is just amazing. It was my favorite book of 2017, and I highly recommend that everyone listen to it as opposed to read it, because when I went to a bookstore and flipped through the physical copy, and it's a bit like a play. But when you're listening to it, the different voice, your brain doesn't have to read the name of the speaker and then try to identify what you know about that person, because there are 166 individual voices on this thing. So that's a lot of characters to keep straight. But when you're listening to the voices, they just kind of wash over you, and it totally starts to come together as this beautiful picture.
Neil Gaiman's American Gods is one I've listened to that's got a lot of different actors doing different parts. Mm-hmm. That's one I really enjoyed.
A new one that's, it's the third in a trilogy that I'm completely obsessed with right now is The Illuminae Files, which is a YA sci-fi series, and the third book just came out. And it's almost a graphic novel, and they have around 60 actors playing various roles, and it's amazing.
I think The Handmaid's Tale is another one that you listed in your page of audiobooks that you really like.
So I could spend about 15 more minutes talking about The Handmaid's Tale if you want me to. This is my favorite book of my life. So it was really special. I actually got to work on the adaptation that we did. It was a really special project for me. Margaret Atwood provided exclusive content that you can only get in the audiobook. We drafted questions for her that are within her fictional world at the very end of the book. It's very hard to explain this project without, creating a spoiler alert situation. But she then responded to the questions as the professor in her fictional universe. So we have this whole extra 10 minutes of content that isn't in any print edition.
You've seen the Hulu adaptation, really cool. I assume.
I have, yes.
Are you looking forward to season two, which is going to be completely new? It's not adapted from any book. It's going to be a completely new story.
I am. Yeah, I think it's really fascinating that it's, you know, it's moving beyond the bounds of the book. And Margaret Atwood came to speak to us at Audible, and she's amazing, and she's very open to the fact that the idea that you don't have control over a story. Once you hit publish on it, it's out there, and it belongs to the world as much as it belongs to you. And she is the perfect author for whose book has been taken and run with in this way.
And then I think you mentioned, you or one of the other editors mentioned on the recent podcast, a romance novel that goes back and forth between two narrators, How to Date a Dragon.
Oh, yep. That's Molly Harper's How to Date a Dragon. It's one of the new Audible original romances, part of our romance package. We have a lot of authors creating original content for us in the romance arena. But yeah, that's actually a really big trend in romance right now, is having the dual narration. And I think that really, listeners really love that, because they both want to, they want to relate to the female character, but they also want to hear the, get swept up in the romance of the male character. And so I think the dual perspective is just a really big trend right now. I'm not sure if that will go on forever, but we're in that moment.
Well, and I guess that's the interesting thing about these audiobooks, as distinct from the books they're adapted from, is that they're not just a straight reading of the book. There's, some of them have music, some of them have multiple characters, some of them you're publishing or making available in audio even before they're available in print. So it seems like an interesting time to be listening.
Yep. Yeah, I'm trying to think about some of our original content some of our original projects that we have been launching. There's something called Stinker Let's Loose, which is a comedy book that is, I have to say, I haven't actually listened to it myself, but it's the book adapted from the worst movie ever made, but that movie was never actually made. It's not a real thing. It's all just sort of this crazy satire, but it's the audiobook adaptation of the book, of the movie, and none of it ever existed. So I think that you can sort of play with the medium, allows you to play with a lot of things in a new way.
One title that you listened to recently that my wife actually has sitting on her to be read pile right now, and was, I believe, one of the New York Times best books of the year, is Naomi Alderman's The Power.
Oh, yes. It was also one of Obama's books that he picked last year, which I think is really interesting.
Right.
Not a history.
What's it about?
So it opens with and this is where I think the audio is really spectacular. It opens with a man sending a manuscript to his mentor, who is an older woman who is a successful novelist herself. And you kind of realize there's something off in the way he communicates with her. And you hear this through the dual narration. They're talking back and forth. The way he communicates to her is very deferential, and not just in a "I look up to this person" way, but in a intrinsic, it's, you know, rooted in my bones that I must be deferential to you sort of way. And you realize they are far in the future, and the book that he wants her to read is his manuscript about how he thinks the world came to be, how what he believes happened that led to women being the more powerful gender. And so you kind of realize that, okay, this is a whole new world. And then his manuscript takes you through a change that happens in the near future to our period in time, where women acquire an electrostatic power in their hands, and they have the ability to disarm men and anyone, really. And the patriarchy is flipped on its head, and it really kind of blows your mind. There's a scene where there's the daughter of a crime boss, and she takes her girls out to beat up these other women who raped her brother. And suddenly you're like, whoa, I mean, it's every sort of, you know, gangster movie, but flipped. It's wild.
Is there a particular humorous title that you'd recommend right now?
Absolutely. Trevor Noah, Born a Crime, is fantastic. It's the story of his upbringing in apartheid era South Africa, which doesn't sound funny, but it is so funny, of course, because he's a comedian and no one can tell his story like he can. I would also recommend Samantha Irby's book, We Are Never Meeting in Real Life. She's an essayist, and it's almost Sedaris, but totally different. She has this curmudgeonly grumpiness about life, which is just so funny. It just makes me giggle deeply. And I have her voice in my head all the time.
Well, we spoke briefly before the interview that you grew up in Virginia and I grew up in Tennessee. So it's nice to hear the Southern accent represented in the podcast space right now.
It is. I'm trying to think who some of the best Southern voices are. Molly Harper, I mean, this is in the romance space, but all of Molly Harper's books take place in the South. And Amanda Ronconi has a great Southern voice.
Well, Emily Cox, I appreciate you talking to me.
Well, thank you so much. It was great to talk to you.